Daf Tes. We start on the two dots on Ches Amud Beis. We're towards the bottom of the Amud. It's about 15 lines from the bottom. And the Gemara starts off with Rabbi Gamliel Omer. We go back to the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Let's remind each other. First Mishnah, we talked about when was the right time to read Kriya Shema in the evening, and the Mishnah brought down a number of opinions. In terms of when is the time to begin, so the Mishnah was very clear, Tzeitzah Kochavim. Same time that the Kohanim were entitled to eat Truma that night, if they were Tami that day, and they Tovel the Mikvah that day, so they wait until nightfall and they eat Truma. So that is the beginning of the time that you could start saying Kriya Shema. Until when? When do you have to stop saying Kriya Shema? So, in the Mishnah, we have three opinions. First, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar says you have Ashmur Rishona until the first watch. We learned earlier in the Masechta that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that there are three Ashmuras a night over the course of the night, which means that every Ashmur was 4 hours. And so, basically, you had until 4 hours until the evening. Chachamim say ad chatzos, you have until midnight, and then you have Rabbi Gamliel says ad she'ala amud ha'shachar, until amud ha'shachar. Those are the three opinions in the Mishnah. We start with the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel Amar Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmol Lachka Rabbi Gamliel. So first the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Yehuda Mishmol that Lacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that you have the entire night up until amud ha'shachar to say Kriyashma. A person can say Kriyashma twice a night, achas kodem she'ala amud ha'shachar, one before amud ha'shachar, v'achal la'achar she'ala amud ha'shachar, and one after amud ha'shachar, v'yotam eim de'chovasa achas hayom v'achas ha'layla. And you will have fulfilled two obligations. One obligation to say Kriyashma at night, and one to say Kriyashma during the day. Now, aguv akashe, now if you were reading carefully, you realize that contained in the statement is an obvious contradiction. Because on one hand it says that a person reads Kriya Shema two times at night, even though it's Amud HaShachar, even though it's after dawn, but that's still considered night. But then it goes on to say, but then it goes on to say how you have fulfilled your obligation of Kriya Shema for the night, meaning that was the Kriya Shema that you said before Amud HaShachar, and Kriya Shema during the day, which is the one that you said after Amud HaShachar, but meanwhile, we just refer to that as night. Ama Yam Ama Hu. So you see that that's considered day after Amud HaShachar. So Lo Lo Lam Laila Hu. So the Gemara says, let's suggest as follows. Really, even after Amud HaShachar, it's still technically night. Meaning, vis-a-vis any other mitzvah, it's still considered the night. Now, we'll call that Yom only Lagabi the Halacha of Kriya Shema. Meaning, because for Kriya Shema, the threshold of when is it time to say Kriya Shema of the day is Uv Kumecha, the time you get up. People do get up at that early hour in the day. So even though technically it's Laila, but vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, we can call it Yom. Amar Rav Acha Baruch Hanina Amar Rav Yehoshua Ben Levi Halacha Rav Shem Ben Yochai. And on this, the Gemara says, the Halacha is like Rav Shem Ben Yochai. Igad Masin Lahad Rav Acha Baruch Hanina Had Tanya. Now, some learn this last statement of Rav Acha Bar Chanina that the halacha falls like Rabbi Shimon on the following. The Gemara tells us Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai quoting his Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva. A person reached Kriya Shema twice, one before Nates, one before sunrise, and one after Nates, and one after sunrise, and will have fulfilled his obligation of Kriya Shema of Laila, that's the one before Nates, and Kriya Shema Shel Yom, that's the one after Nates. The Aguf Akash, again, now on this statement of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Gemara presents basically the same problem. Comes out that before Nates Achama is Yom. But meanwhile, when you read Kriya Shema at before Neitz Achama, you have fulfilled your obligation of Kriya Shema Shalaila. So that tells you that before Neitz Achama is Laila, Ama Lailahu. So obviously that presents a significant problem. So the Gemara says, La La Olam Yamamu. No, really, we'll say that before Neitz Achama is considered Yom. And the fact that we're calling it night, there are still people sleeping during that time, so therefore it satisfies the requirement of uvishach becha, the time when people are sleeping, not going to sleep, but sleeping. So therefore, you say it at that time, even though technically it's day, But vis-a-vis Shema, since people are still sleeping, so therefore it's considered uvishach becha. Amar Rav, Rabbi Chanin, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Alach Rav Shema, Shama Mishum Rabbi Kiva. And on this now, we're going to say over the memory of Rav Acha Brei, Rabbi Chanina, who quotes Rav Yeshua ben Levi, who says Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, good. Okay. So we have now basically the following. What is that time period from dawn until sunrise? Is that considered Yom? Is that considered Laila? So really from the Gemara we have conflicting reports, meaning you could say one of two things. You could say that really that time is the Zman of Laila, and you could say Kriya Shema at that point in time. So you could say Kriya Shema simply because people are getting up at that time, so therefore it satisfies the requirement of Uvkumecha. Or you could say that the time between the Amar HaShachar dawn and Netzach Ham and sunrise, you could say that's really day. If it's really day and you say Shema during that time, so how in the world could you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shalayla? So that V'shach Becha, in other words, there are people still sleeping during that time. Okay, so the Gemara basically looks at that. It's not a twilight period, it's not Bein HaShemashos, but that very early time before sunrise, and posits that there are basically two ways to look at it. Either you could look at it as night, fundamentally night, with an exception for Shema, or you could say it's fundamentally day, with an exception for Shema. Amar Rabbi Zera v'Avashalo Yom HaShkivenu. Now, you're saying Shema that late at night, meaning you're saying Danau, you're saying Shema in the wee hours of the morning. So the Gemara says you shouldn't say HaShkivenu. HaShkivenu is the fourth bracha of Kriya Shema. For Mariv, there are two brachas before Shema, there are two brachas after Shema. The fourth bracha is the bracha of HaShkivenu. And normally, on a regular Mariv, you say it. You say the two brachas before, and you say the two brachas afterwards. What about the Samech Gula Letzila? The Gemara raised that question earlier on in the Masechta, to which the Gemara answered, it's considered Gula Richta. The HaShkivenu was an enactment to Takana Derabbanan, so therefore it's considered Gula Richta. In the meantime, however, our Gemara is telling us that if you're saying Shema so late, that really you're saying in the wee hours of the morning, leave out HaShkivenu. Why should you leave out HaShkivenu? So take a look at Rashi. So Rashi quotes, HaKar Kriya Shema Shalayla Shachar, Samach La'amur HaShachar, you're reading the Shema right next to Amur HaShachar, right up against Amur HaShachar, so it's before dawn, right before dawn, Lo Yomar HaShkivenu, She'en Od Zman Tchilas Shchiva. Because HaShkivenu means, I'm going to go lie down. Well, it doesn't mean you personally going to go lie down, but this is the Zman, this is the time that people normally go lie down. Well, at 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, whenever Amud HaShachar may be at that time of the year, people are not going to go lie down. You personally may be going to lie down, but that's not the time that people generally lie down. It still is the Zman to say Shema, and you'll say the brachas of Shema as well, but you'll leave it HaShkivenu because HaShkivenu is just so inappropriate at that point in time. Nobody's going to go lie down at that point in time. It's Sof Zman Shchiva, and so therefore HaShkivenu is just inappropriate, and I leave it out. There is a detailed debate between Rashi and the Sarmikutzi. Sarmikutzi literally translates in English as Account of Kutzi, one of the Balei HaTosfos. The Sarmikutzi is bothered by the fact that that Rashi says that if you're davening Mariv up against Amud HaShachar, meaning it's right before Amud HaShachar. So that's how Rashi puts it down. The Sarmikutzi says, no, if you take a look at Tosfos, second Tosfos on the Amud, Perasha Sarmikutzi, Dekaya Korman is Netz. No, it's actually referring to right before Netz HaChama. The Sarmik Minei, L'kach Kama, D'lo Matzla Mei Mashkevena, D'lov Zman Shchivahu, Kevin Sha'ala Kvar Amud HaShachar, V'afil Korman Netz. The Sarmikutzi says, no, if it's before Amud HaShachar, that's night. That's absolute nighttime. You absolutely are entitled to say HaShkivenu at that point in time. The Gemara's exception, when the Gemara quotes Rabbi Zeru, who says that you leave at HaShkivenu, that's only in the case where you're davening Mariv after Amud HaShachar, but before Netz HaChama, where now you're in this period where it's debatable whether it's fundamentally day or fundamentally night, and people are not going to bed at that time, so then you leave at HaShkivenu. But if it's up against Amud HaShachar and it's before Amud HaShachar, then you keep HaShkivenu in the birchas of Kriya Shema. Continuing the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar, Had Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, La Beferesh Edmar, Ela Meklala Edmar. The statement of Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, who quoted Rav Yoshua ben Levi, that is not explicitly stated, but rather implied. Now, who's the Rabbanan Yishaka Behilullah, the Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi? at the chasna of the son of Rav Yishuv ben Levi, there were two Talmidei Chachamim who got drunk. Also, the comment to Rav Yishuv ben Levi, and they go to Rav Yishuv ben Levi, and the question was a very simple question. It's now late at night. It's after Chatzos. It's the wee hours of the morning. Can we say Shema? Amar Kedai Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Shema Chalav B'Shas Atchak. So his response is, yeah. Meaning, if you ask me lechatchila, I would say no. But Bidi Evet, Kedai Hu Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Shema Chalav B'Shas Atchak. Since it's the time of Tchak, it was an exceptional moment. You were at a chasna. The Gemara is not condoning getting drunk at a chasna, but considering the circumstances, yeah. So it's appropriate now to say Shema. So you see that he passes like Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is bothered by the following. If you look back at the Mishnah, so the Mishnah brought a story similar to what we just read in the Gemara. The story was about students who were at a chasna. And the story goes, I'm reading back in the Mishnah. So Amar Lahem im lo Allah Murashach chayvim tam likros. Okay, so his answer was okay. So you read the Shema now, as long as it's not a Murashach, so you can go ahead and you can read the Shema. Good. So the to which now the Gemara wants to know, they never heard Rabbi Gamliel say this. Meaning this is the first time that they heard Rabbi Gamliel say this. So hachikam alei. So. No. So the Gemara says like this. This is how the dialogue went between Rabbi Gamliel and his sons. They asked him the following question. Rabbanim plik alavech. Look, the Chachamim argue with you. V'yachad rabim alach karabim. And we know that in general, if there's a machlokas between an individual and the rabbin, the halacha does not follow like the individual. Halacha falls like rabbin. So in other words, what they were asking is your position at all tenable? Or no, maybe no. Maybe the Chachamim really fundamentally agree with you that you really have the whole night to say Shema until Amud HaShachar, and they say Chatzos, that's only a Gzeira de Rabbanan. Amar Lahu. So his response, from Gamil's response to his sons were, Rabbanan Kavesi severely. No, they fundamentally agree with me. Ve'chayavanatem, and therefore you're obligated. Meaning that the Chatzos time period is only a Gzeira. But okay, in lechatchila you should for sure say Shema by Chatzos. But now that you didn't, and now that it's after Chatzos, so okay, so now I'm telling you to say Shema. And it's not that the Chachamim argue with me, they fundamentally agree with me. That is the conversation between father and sons. So this is what Rabbi Gamliel says to his sons. I feel the Rabbanan dekami ad chatzos mitzvah sachi alay murashachar v'hai deka amri ad chatzos kedei laharchik adam min ha'avera. The Gemara explains what we just saw in that sequence between the conversation between father and son, in that Rabbi Gamliel tells his sons that the Chachamim fundamentally agree with me. Hector chalavim. Now, what's left out of the Mishnah? Meaning the Mishnah gives us a list of things that have to be finished by chatzos. Now, of that list of things, what is conspicuously absent from the Mishnah is eating the Karban Pesach. Now, we know, and our Gemara is going to treat us to the machlokas, the classic machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva. There's a basic machlokas. Until what point in time do you have to eat the Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach, the mitzvah is to shech the Karban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. In the afternoon, Bein Ha'arbayim. And the Gemara Pesachim tells us that it's after the Tamishel Bein Harbayim. Meaning normally on any given day, there is no carbon that's brought after the Tamishel Bein Harbayim. It is the last carbon that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. However, on Erev Pesach, the carbon Pesach comes afterwards, after the Tamishel Bein Harbayim. Good. And then we know that it is roasted, and it's eaten that night. Good. It's part of the Seder. Bizman HaMikdash, they would eat the carbon Pesach that night. Now, it is fundamentally a carbon shlamim. However, we also know that the next morning, it is noser. So we can all agree that the carbon Pesach, you have only that night to eat the carbon Pesach. And now, what there is a machlokes tanayim in terms of how far into the night you have to eat the carbon Pesach. We know for a fact that it becomes noser in the morning. What about the night? You have the whole night to eat it or only midnight? This is a machlokas tanaim between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva. Ve'ilo achilas pesachim lo ketanarim in a kriyash marvitz v'halol. Belele pesachim v'achilas pesach mitzvah samad she'ala amud ha-shachar. And the Gemara here quotes a braisa, which says that you have till morning to eat the Karban Pesach. I'm Rav Yosef Lokasha, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'm sorry, Har Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Har Rabbi Akiva. By the way, I kept making a mistake. I kept saying Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. He argues with Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya v'achlos ha-basar b'layla hazeh. You eat the basar that night. And the key word over here is hazeh. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer ne'emar kam b'layla hazeh, v'ne'emar la'alam v'avati b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, based on Gzeirah Shavah, says that just like Va'avarti Beretz Mitzrayim B'layla Hazeh is referring to Chatzos, so to the mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach is Ad Chatzos. Amalei Rabbi Akiva V'lo Kvar Ne'emar B'Chipazon Achas Chipazon. No, you have until Chipazon, until we were rushed out. We didn't leave at midnight, we left the morning. So Im Kein Ma Tamalamer B'Layla Yachol Yeinecha B'Kachim B'Yom Tamalamer B'Layla. So I might have thought that you would be entitled to eat it not only the night but the next day. So that's why the Torah says the words Laila. B'Layla Hu Necha V'Lo B'Yom Bishlam L'Rev Elazar Ben Azariah D'Yisleg Zereshava Itzrech L'Mechtev Le'Hazeh. Now, according to Rev Elazar Ben Azariah, the word Hazeh is very well understood as it forms his Zereshava. Elo the Rabbi Akiva, Hazeh Mayavid Le'. But according to Rabbi Akiva, what do we do with the word Hazeh? Lema'ute Laila Acher. Rabbi Akiva says the word Hazeh tells us this night and not the next night. Now, who dasa sakadach amina ho, pesach kachim kalim, ushlamim kachim kalim. Because Rabbi Akiva says what you could have done is made the following argument. Look, the Karban Pesach is really fundamentally a Karban Shlamim. Now, what do we know regarding the Karban Shlamim? The Gemara goes and tells us, Mashlamim ne'echalim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. A Karban Shlamim you have that day when you shecht it, the night after, and the day after that as well. You have three, what we'll call onos, right? The 12-hour periods. Borrowing a term from Masechta Nida, somewhat out of context, but you have three onos in which you eat your shlamim. So, v'layla echad. V'av pesach ne'echal. So, by the Karban Pesach, I would have started like this. Look, I know the first opportunity you have to eat is that night. Then you have the next day. And then you have the night after that. So in other words, you have three onos, night, day, night. Bimkom beis yamim v'yehenechel beis lailos v'yamechad. So I might have thought that what then would be the halacha is that you have that night to eat the Karban Pesach, the following day, and the following night. So that's what the Torah has to say. Halayla hazeh means specifically only that one night. Kamash malam b'layla hazeh b'layla hazeh hu necha v'inu necha b'layla achev. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, I agree with your conclusion, but I go about it through a different route. Milo so siru ad boker nafka. The Torah says that you're not allowed to leave anything over until the morning. So from that pasuk, I already know that where there is no second night, because the next morning, the first morning after the Karban Pesach, that meat becomes noser. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva will tell you, well, had it just been that pasuk, I might have thought that boker just simply means boker sheni. It means the next morning, the following morning, meaning not the morning after, not the morning of Yantiv, but the morning of the first day of Chol HaMoed. I'm speaking about in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar, Amlecha kol boker uboker rishon hu. No, Rabbi Elazar says that. I never would have had Amina. Had a Hav Amina, boker means the first morning. This machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah dovetails into the following. Same type of machlokas, the Tanya Sham Tizbach, it's a Pesach Berev, Kevo HaShemesh, Moed, Tzeitzecha, Mimitzrayim. Gemara quotes a pasuk from this week's Parsha, Parshas Re'eh, and we're now going to be quoting the Sifri, and what we are going to do now is break up the pasuk step by step. Rav Elazar Omer Be'erev Atazovech. In the afternoon, Erev literally means evening, but here, we'll understand Erev to mean in the afternoon. Bar Erev, in the afternoon, so that's when you're going to shecht your Karban Pesach. Uchevo HaShemesh Ata Ochel. When the sun sets, meaning when it gets nighttime, so that's when you eat your Karban Pesach. And then, when you left Mitzrayim, meaning in the morning, that's when you do Sreifa, that's when you burn whatever meat is left over, i.e. it has become Noser. Rabbi Yeshua Amar be'erev atazoveach, kevo Hashem ashatel ochel. Rabbi Yeshua starts off with the same. Afternoon is when you shecht. Night is when you eat. Ve'ad masay ta'ocha v'holech ad moed tzeitzcham Mitzrayim. And you can only continue eating until moed. And when is moed? Midnight. Amar Rabbi Abba kol moedim kishenigal Yisrael Mitzrayim lo nigalu ella be'erev. Shenem rotsiach Hashem alokecha Mitzrayim laila. Look, here's what we all agree. That the Geula, meaning not when we left, but the Geula happened at night. The Pasuk says, Hotziach Hashem alokecha Mitzrayim laila. And when did we actually leave? When was the actual Yitzhiyah? So that was in the morning. What is the point and the kud hamachlokus between these two positions is what is considered the Shas HaChipazon? From what perspective are we looking at this time when we are in a hurry? Who's the we? Who's in a hurry? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Savra my Chipazon de Mitzrayim. It is the Chipazon of Mitzrayim, meaning it's when the Mitzrayim were hurrying. When were they hurrying? Midnight, all the Bechoros were now being killed. Paro says, let them go. So it's at that point on midnight, that's the Shas HaChipazon. You cannot eat the Karban Pesach anytime beyond that point. Rabbi Akiva, Savra my Chipazon, Chipazon Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva will tell you, no, Chipazon is the Chipazon of the Jews, which means the time that we were running to leave, which was the morning, which means that you have till the morning to eat your carbon pesach. Tanya Ramiach, Yotziach Hashem Elokecha Mimitzrayim, Laila Vechiba, Laila Yatzeva, Lalo Yatzu, Ela Beyom Shenem, Ramiach, Arsa Pesach Yatzu, Ben Yisrael Biad Ramah, Ela Melame, Shehitchil Elohem, Geula Mei Be'erev. Geula occurs in the evening. Geula occurs in the evening, even though the actual Yitzhiyah itself only happens the next morning. Dabir Nabaznea Am, we are in the bottom of the Amr of Tesamad Aleph, Amr de Beiravyanai, Eina Elalashim Bakasha. This is now us borrowing, we're going to put that word in quotes, borrowing the property of the Egyptians. So, Na means Lashim Bakasha, meaning Moshe had to beg and plead with the Jewish people to borrow from the Mitzrim. So Amar Lekos Baruch Hu Moshe Bebakasha Mimcha Lech VeAmor Lehem LeYisrael Bebakasha Michem Shalom Mimtzayim Klei Kesef UKlei Zahav. Sorry, it wasn't. It was Hashem begging and pleading Moshe to go ahead and to borrow all the property of the Egyptians. Shalom Yomar Oso Tzadik VaAvadim VeInu Asam Kayim Behem VeAcher King Yisrael Berchush Gadol Lo Kayim Behem. I don't want the tzaddik, Rashi points out, we're talking about Avram Avinu, I don't want that tzaddik to say, look, I promised slavery for 400 years, and I also promised Vayetzibur Chush Gadol, that they're going to leave a great wealth. And as it is right now, the Jews were not wealthy, they were slaves for the last 210 years. So I do not want them to say that I kept one promise, but I did not keep the other promise, therefore take from the Mitzrayim. Amru lo ulavai shenetzei batzmeinu. And Moshe's response was, look, isn't it good enough that we just simply leave? Meaning, you want us to stay longer, you want us to take the possessions of the Egyptians. Look, we'd be happy if we left just right now. Mashal adam shayach chavish bebeis ha'asurim. The Gemara gives a very simple mashal. A person's locked away in jail. Vayomim lo b'nei adam osiyano eschalamacha mibeis ha'asurim v'nosan chamamon arbei. So if the guard tells them, why don't you just wait a day or whatever time it is, and someone's going to take you out tomorrow with money? And the person's been sitting there in jail for a long time says, look, that's really nice, but I don't want tomorrow, I want today. I'd rather leave jail today. So Moshe, relaying what he believes to be the sentiment of the Jewish people, rather than stay here longer with money, the Jews would rather leave now. Now, the Gemara here quotes Vayashlum. Vayashlum is Balashan Hifil. It's conjugated in a strong language, meaning a causative verb, meaning he forced them to borrow. They themselves didn't want to do it. And that's the drush of Baal Karcham. Egedamri Baal Karcham de Mitzrayim. Now, I'm sorry, de Mitzrayim. The Baal Karcham could be understood in one of two ways. It could be that the Egyptians didn't want to lend, but Baal Karcham, they were forced to lend. The Ika da Amre Bal Karcham di Yisrael, or it's the Jews who didn't want to take from the Egyptians. So Mandam Bal Karcham de Mitzrim Dichsev Uneve Beis Bayis Techalek Shalal. People do not want to get part with their property. Mandam Bal Karcham di Yisrael Mishum Asui. And the one who says that it's the Jews who did not want to take, it's because they knew they were going to be on a long journey, and they knew that all the possessions would just simply weigh them down, so therefore they did not want to take at all. V'yinasluot Mitzrayim, difficult word to translate. We translate it as they explored the Egyptians. Amar Rabbi Yami Malame Shasua Kimitsuda She'ein Ba Dagan. So a couple pshatim over here. The pshat number one is that they were like a mitsuda. It was like a trap without any grains, meaning it was just a means of attracting birds. Reish Lakish Amar Asu Kemitsula Shein Bo Dagim. It's like the depths of the ocean. The depths of the ocean does not have fish. The fish stay more on the surface of the ocean. And that was Egypt. Egypt became like the depths of the ocean that had nothing left in it. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk of this is by the Sneh, by the burning bush, where in the conversation between Moshe and Kosh Baruch Hu, Moshe wants to know, how do I identify you? Kosh Baruch Hu says, Eya Asher Ayah. And what seems from this exchange, we know this exchange, Rashi brings it down on Chumash, it's very famous. So Moshe says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the double language is, I'll be with them in this Shibud, as I will be with them in future Shibudim as well. Look, the Jewish people are currently in a Shibud. They don't want to hear about future Shibudim now. Kipshuto, the Gemara, it makes it sound like Moshe is correcting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the best of our understanding, that's difficult to understand. But that's the pshuto of the Gemara. And Kadosh Baruch Hu concedes and said, okay, so just say once, meaning I'm with you in this Shibud, and I will take you out. Aneni Hashem, aneni, more on double lashon. Amar Rabbi Abba Olama, Amar Eliyahu, aneni beiz ba'amim. Eliyahu prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu Bahar Carmel, and he prayed twice, right before he went and he did battle with the Nevi'e HaBaal, where they set up a Mizbeach, and each one of them offered karbanos, and whoever's karban would be accepted, would prove that it was, that's the true power, that's the true entity, the true force. So, Malame Sham Eliyahu Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, Aneini Shetered Esh Min HaShemayim V'Tochal, Kol Asher Al HaMizbeach, V'Aneini Shetasiach Da'atam, Kidei Shalom Yomra, Shelo Yomra Masik Shafim Heim, Shenema V'Ata Sibosa Es Libam Acharonis. Two things. Number one, he wanted the Kadosh Baruch Hu answer his tefillah and accept the karban. And two, I want it to be interpreted correctly, meaning I want the Jewish people to understand that this was not just simply politics. I didn't just simply pull a rabbit out of the hat, but this is really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not only do I want the nays to happen, but I want the nays to be interpreted correctly. Okay. A couple things before we end up. We're going to stop over here at the Mishnah, but before we end, so where does the Gemara... where does the Gemara end off on the machlokas of the last time to say Kriya Shema? So what we have over here is a three-way machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim and Rami Gamliel. So certainly the halacha does not fall like Rabbi Eliezer. That's a given. What about Rami Gamliel versus the Chachamim? So the Rush and the Torah say that the halacha follows like Rabbi Gamliel. The Rami Gamliel says that you have until dawn to say Kriya Shema, and it sounds like from Rami Gamliel it's lechatchila, meaning the Chachamim fundamentally agree with Rami Gamliel, but they hold that there's a gzera to say by Chatzos, which means that according to Rami Gamliel, there is no gzera to Rabban according to Rami Gamliel. You mamish have until Amud Hashachar, you have until dawn to say it. So the Rosh and the Tor rule like Rami Gamliel. The Rambam writes that lechatchila one should say Shema before midnight, and if one doesn't say Shema before midnight, so then you could say it until dawn. So sounds like the Rambam is paskening like the Chachamim and is relying on the position Rabbi Gamliel b'di'evin. Okay, that's slightly difficult in the sense that when we started the daf today, the first thing we said in the daf, if you look back on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis, the first thing we said is Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Karam Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So for the Rambam to hedge a little bit on the position of the Chachamim, it's slightly difficult to understand. The Beis Yosef, an explanation of the Rambam. So the Beis Yosef suggests that really the Rambam is not wavering between the two positions of the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, but rather the Rambam is going exclusively like Shitas Chachamim. And based on the fact that Yachid Rabim, Halachik Rabim, that you have a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, so the normal Klalei Apsak is that the Halach is going to follow like the Chachamim. Okay, it is difficult that the Gemara does explicitly paskin like Rabbi Gamliel over the Chachamim. Okay, that's difficult. Perhaps we could suggest as follows. The Bir Halacha quotes Shnos Eliyahu, the Gaon. And the Gaon says that the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel really agree with one another. That Rabbi Gamliel is explaining the opinion of the Chachamim. That when the Chachamim say Shema until midnight, he meant that he himself agrees with the Chachamim that Lichaschil you have until midnight, and Bidi Evid you only have until dawn. In other words, it's not a machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, but there's actually agreement between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, and that would certainly then defend and support the position of the Rambam. So that means that the Rambam is not really siding between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, but the Rambam is going like both, because they both are in agreement with one another. Okay? Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim says that Licha Tchila, one should say Shema before midnight, B'di'eved, if one didn't say Shema, before midnight, so you have until dawn, you have until Amud HaShachar. Okay. As far as after Amud HaShachar, meaning between the periods of Amud HaShachar and Netzach HaChama, so we'll talk more about that next time. Okay, and next time we'll start also the new Mishnah on Tes Amud Beis.